The head of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, has disappointed survivors of clergy sex abuse by taking part in a funeral at the Vatican for the disgraced Cardinal Bernard Law. The former Archbishop of Boston died this week. He left that role and later moved to the Vatican after years of covering up sexual abuse of children by priests. David Cody reports.
A solemn funeral was held for Cardinal Bernard Law. More than 30 cardinals are there inside St. Peter's Basilica. So too is Pope Francis. He blesses the coffin with incense and holy water and prays for a merciful judgment for the cardinal who's died at the age of 86. Judgment is already in from the survivors of clergy sexual abuse in the United States.
So with his passing, I feel no remorse in saying that I hope he gets what he deserves in hell. I really, there's nothing positive about him, and he could sit there and fake saying I'm sorry all he wants, but the Vatican, straight down to the bottom, they're still not doing enough.
That's Alexa McPherson speaking near Boston. She broke into tears as she recounted the abuse she suffered at the hands of a priest. Cardinal Law resigned as Archbishop of Boston in 2002 after revelations he covered up dozens of priests who raped and sexually molested children, moving priests to different parishes without telling parents or police. The scandal was exposed by the Boston Globe newspaper and dramatised in the film Spotlight, starring Mark Ruffalo and Michael Keaton.
We got law. This is it.
No, this is law covering for one priest. There's another 90 out there.
The film won the Best Picture Oscar.
They knew, and they let it happen to kids. Okay? It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any of us. We got to nail these scumbags. We got to show people that nobody can get away with this. Not a priest or a cardinal or a freaking pope.
But none of that was mentioned at the cardinal's funeral, and fellow cardinals like Frank Rode still hold Cardinal Law in high esteem.
Look, I can only say that I think he was a good man with good intentions. You know, what happened in America, in Boston, mass media are what they are. And when he started his career as a bishop, the times were different. All these provisions about pedophilia were not as severe as they are now, so one can't say that he made many mistakes. It was another era.
There's a very different view from Boston lawyer Mitchell Garabedian, who has represented dozens of victims.
As usual, the trillion-dollar corporation called the Catholic Church is trying to put positive spin control in an ugly situation. Respectfully, society has not lost the great protector of innocent children with the passing of Bernard Cardinal Law. Bernard Cardinal Law enabled pedophile priests to sexually abuse children, ruin their lives, ruin their family lives, their relatives' lives, and their friends' lives.
Lawyer Mitchell Garabedian, David Cody reporting there.